In this leader feeder, we look at the challenges of being an effective leader when you have to lead your former coworkers and maybe even your friends.
Oh, come on, John. You know, man, people are late all the time. I always cover for people. It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. Look, I'm responsible for everybody, not just you. And when stuff like this happens, people look at me and wonder what's going to happen.
Okay, if that's what the management wants, then I guess I'll be on time from now on. No excuses.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Establish boundaries. It's important for you as the leader to let your former coworkers know that at work you've got to focus on your leadership responsibilities while perhaps being more of a friend outside of work. Many leaders find it a challenge to maintain the same level of friendships. Your true friends will understand that your role has changed. Number two, avoid playing favorites. When my kids were younger, they were quick to point out when they perceived the other was receiving more attention, better presents, or any other special favors that their sibling was getting. It can be the same way with team members. They're on the lookout for any perceived favoritism being shown by the leader. So you need to go out of your way to spread your time and attention across the workgroup. If you have breaks at the same time as your team, avoid spending time with the same few people. It might make some people feel excluded. Keep everyone on your team in the loop with open communications and be sure that job assignments are distributed fairly. Number three, communicate the consequences. Team members might not think through the consequences of their requests for their preferential work assignments or breaks. As the leader, you might need to explain to the team member that their request will only cause resentment and jealousy with their coworkers. It might even be seen by management as a performance problem, and that could cause them and you to receive corrective consequences. Remember that you still want to be friendly and approachable, and at the same time recognize that your leadership role is a priority over your pre-existing relationships. Your team actually wants you to be their leader and not their buddy at work. For more valuable resources, we invite you to check out our books, our videos, and even some of our training workshops, or join our Facebook community at frontlineleadership.com.